Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we are talking about Dead End Paranormal Park. Ooh, spooky. yes. So maybe you've watched this already. It's a new show on Netflix, but maybe you haven't. And if so, then let me regale you with some information about that show. Dead End Paranormal Park is an animated fantasy horror comedy streaming television series created by Hamish Steele for Netflix. Oh boy. which is based on the graphic novel series Dead Endia by Steele and Cartoon Hangover's Too Cool Cartoons web short Dead End. So there was already like a semi-pilot for the show.
Right.
But this is, it looks quite different. It is quite different. Well, I think, I don't know about the tone, but visually it looks quite different. Produced by Blink Industries, the series premiered on the 16th of June, 2022. There's currently one series and 10 episodes to dig your teeth into. On August 17th, 2020, Steele explained how the show changed from its original iteration on Cartoon Hangover in 2014 and the graphic novels that followed it, stating that he is grateful for showrunners who fought for LGBTQ characters in their shows, adding that there was absolutely no pushback from Netflix about representation, while describing Barney as a trans male character. So the actual pilot, if you will, on Cartoon Hangover was the first, you know, piece of anything about it. So this was
right.
So that was, that came first. Then there was the graphic novels. He also hoped that the show will help out more trans creators getting their chance to tell their stories while hinting at other LGBTQ characters in the show apart from Barney. In another interview, he was thankful to Netflix executives for letting them have diversity in the show while pushing for it and pushing him to tell the story I want to tell. He stated that all the scripts are reviewed by Gladiel AAD and said he couldn't wait for people to know Barney. Jen Rudin was a casting executive for the show. Julian Guidetti is the show's composer and features original songs written by Patrick Stump. In August 2021, Steele noted the importance of trans representation in the series and hoped it took a stance against transphobia in the UK and noted there are multiple trans cast and crew. And then on the 23rd of October 2021, Netflix reserved a trademark with the new name of the series, Dead End Paranormal Park. Obviously, Dead Endia was just too out there for them.
Yeah.
Steele argued that the series was a young adult animation like Infinity Train and hoped for the expansion of the genre in the future. So, teen animation. I don't know if that's really lacking, teen animation.
Teen animation, yeah.
I guess, isn't that what, you know, Cartoon Hangover kind of that.
Yeah.
All about, you know, Adventure Time and Regular Show and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's hard to say, I suppose, like where they envision, like who yeah. they think their audience is going to be. Or who
I mean, there's no doubt that Adventure Time had a big following in the teen community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. But yeah, interesting to note anyway. Hmm. So it's weird because even though it's a new show, it's not long come out. It's been knocking about since 2014.
Yeah.
So it's a property that's existed before.
For a while.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know if we've really had anything like that in that same way that it came out of almost a pilot.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a pilot. It's really just a short, but it's kind of a semi-pilot for it.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the graphic novels or anything like that? Have you seen anything else of it other than...
Not really, no. I'd not really heard of it, to be honest. It's very much a scene that I don't really follow in comics.
Yeah.
Myself. But, you know, it looks interesting. It looks pretty cool. Yeah. What about you? Have you seen them before?
No. This is, again, the first time I'd sort of... It had been on my radar at all with the Netflix show.
Yeah, but then again, we're not...
We're not teens.
We're not teens.
We're just not teen enough.
No. You know? We're beyond that now.
Yeah.
So no wonder it missed the mark with us, at least in us knowing about it. But yeah, okay, well, what about... So we've not... Had you heard of it at all before?
No.
And you've not watched the show?
No, just that this is it. First time?
First time
viewer.
what about Twitter, though? What's... before we go to Twitter, let's see what everyone's rating it with.
Yeah.
And today, pretty exciting news. We've got a Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Look at that.
So, as always, we'll go IMDb and then we'll go Rotten Tomatoes. The guessing game that is guess the score. Okay, so yeah. IMDb. What is your guess?
IMDb, I'm going to go 6.6.
Okay, 6.6. Interesting. And Rotten Tomatoes, we've got an audience score and a tomatometer.
Ah.
So.
Audience, I'm going to say 76%.
Okay.
And then tomatometer, I'm going to say 100%.
100%. We're going to take the plunge and guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risk, but you know, most of the time it pays off.
You know what I'd say? Low risk, definite reward.
Yes.
So IMDb, you said 6.6.
Mm.
The actual score is 6.1. I was quite surprised that it was that low, to be honest.
Yeah.
Seems a bit, you know, stingy on that one. And then for a new show as well. And then for the audience score, you said 76. 76. That's 68.
Lower each time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the tomatometer, you said 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual answer is 100%.
Oh, look at that.
So there you go, lifting it back up. There you are.
Know.
And that's based on 6 critic ratings. But yeah, I think the audience score and general, it seems quite low. I can't help but think that's due to the LGBTQ sort of notes of the show.
Yeah, probably.
I think if it didn't have those, we wouldn't see that score.
Yeah, a bit of review bombing may have gone on there.
Yeah, it does seem that way. But, you know, who knows? You know, maybe it just doesn't tip people's boxes.
Mm.
Well, I think we've seen other similar type of shows that seem to have had higher scores than that.
Yeah, when people have an issue with something, they you know, yeah, that's, that, you know... back in the day, you'd have a stern discussion with whoever had wronged you. But yeah. Nowadays, you go on IMDb and you rate the title really yeah. low down.
Like one star.
And that's how it's done.
One star.
Yeah, no.
Someone was not as I imagined them to be. One star. So yeah, there you go. Okay, well, there you go. So they're the ratings. So let's go back to what's Twitter saying now. I'm sure there's plenty of colourful remarks on Twitter.
There is. There's plenty of back and forth on Twitter. A lot of it to do with the fact that the Daily Wire posted. They tweeted. It was simply just them saying they posted a video of a scene from the show, and just that with their headline, "This is a kid show on Netflix that is listed as TVY7. So I think that means, you know, appropriate for 7-year-olds and above or whatever. And it's just, I think the scene is basically just the main character talking about their crush or whatever.
Right.
And okay. So it was basically just, you know, they're obviously not happy about the representation going on there. Not happy with the fact that there's a trans main character. And so everyone else has just quote tweeted that to death, basically. Lots of quote tweets with their own replies to that. And just saying, oh, I'll definitely watch it because of this then. So
yeah,
quite funny how that bounces back the way that they intended at all. But we do have some, you know, some other people's specific opinions. We've got Tavi PM, who says, "I don't know if you all have watched Dead End Paranormal Park on Netflix yet, but it was super good, and it just proves how easy inclusion is in media, especially made for kids."
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, of course it's easy because, you know, all you do is include them.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's not like, I mean, to me that seems like, I'm not ragging on what you said because it's a nice thing, but you know, you're absolutely right. It shouldn't even be a thing of like, is it easy or not?
Yeah.
But you are right. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Mm. You know, yeah, they've got like, you know,
of course it fits anyway because it's life.
That's it. Yeah, they've got teams brainstorming like this and like just really trying to figure out how to do stuff.
And that's the, you know what, like, it gets made such an issue. And I think that's like, almost, it's so ridiculous because half the problem is just that people make the issue of it.
Mm.
And then it becomes an article like, oh, this character in this show that you will likely never watch.
Yeah.
It's not made for you. like, is represented in this way. And then people are like, oh my God. You know, my kids could see that.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, you know, your kids will probably see it in real life. Anyway, yeah. What I don't understand, it's not like,
no. Yeah.
What's it do? What? No. And if they do see it, what happens?
Mm.
You know, they're all watching things like flipping Stranger Things, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's it.
There's much worse.
Happy to put that in front of the kids. There you go. You know, little Charlie.
Flipping heck.
Crazy. So, yeah,
there you go.
We've got a purple potato. Whoa. it's quite a fun name. Who says, why does Dead End Paranormal Park not have the hugest fandom ever? Deadly underrated.
Oh,
that was in all caps. If you have Netflix, what are you waiting for? They say.
Yeah, to be fair, it does feel like the kind of show that would have, you know, quite a following.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's still pretty new.
Yeah, it's still early days. Maybe, once that second season rolls around or whatever, people will be like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, it definitely feels like, you know, it's got that like Owl House kind of, you know, Adventure Time, like one of those kind of where it has a strong following at that age. And
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, it seems to be ticking the boxes for that crowd. We've got Saint Crimes, who says, if you haven't already, please watch Dead End Paranormal Park on Netflix. It's one of the best cartoons I've ever watched, and it has a trans man as a pro tag, plus much other stuff. It's so good, and I recommend it 100%.
I like the plus. Yeah. What's other stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Like they're just so excited.
But yeah, it's like that's how they actually. They were just excited. They were just typing it on and then just tweet.
It's gotta get this. Gotta go out.
Very positive.
Very positive.
Very positive. Yeah. That's what we like to see, a bit of positivity.
They liked that.
Yeah.
And we've also got Acid Mantle Co. Who says, gonna put Dead End Paranormal Park up on the projector tonight because it rocks. we got such a cute supernatural show with killer trans mask rep, even if Netflix has conditioned me to expect them to kill it before a second season.
Yeah, too true.
Yeah, yeah, that's the unfortunate
the Netflix thing,
like, oh cool, a show. This will be everything that there is to it.
It's such a bizarre way they do everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have their numbers and stuff that we don't see, but it just always seems weird to me. Like, they'll take a chance on anything, but unless it's a season two.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely roll out, like, a completely new show and then never wait for it to get an audience.
Yeah, just, like, roll it out, next. So it's just like they lose interest so fast.
Yeah. It's like, if everyone in the world hasn't watched it by the end of the first week.
Unless it's like
no way.
Unless there aren't like a million memes about it by the end of the first season, then...
No way, this is getting a season two.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Is that all the quotes?
But yeah, that's it for Twitter. That's it.
So, I mean, the twits you had... The twits. Oh, that's a good name for them. The twits you had there.
The twits, yeah.
They were all pretty positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you find any negative that wasn't just?
Yeah, there was some people complaining about it being too woke, but the person who the tweet I was going to use was from someone whose username was something like "No Woke Bloke," so that didn't really seem representative.
Yeah,
it didn't seem broad enough to be like, yeah, this seems this is helpful.
He could just be a sleepy guy.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
He might be
just wakes up to do reviews on occasion.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, no, too awake for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't understand the word properly. Oh boy. That's
This show was too wakeful for me. Yeah. It woke me completely from my slumber.
I had to tweet because it woke me up, and then I went back to sleep.
Gutted. Why is it on my Netflix?
So yeah, so nothing where. Likely anyone watched any more of probably than that clip.
No. Nothing negative that wasn't about the fact that it had LGBTQ representation in it, really. So that's basically everyone's gripe, apparently.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That just says it all, really. So that explains the scores just as we imagined. Let's dig in. I was slightly disappointed to begin with. No theme tune.
I know. Yeah.
Gutted.
Hey, I reckon it could have been spooky as well. Maybe it is spooky when you get.
Maybe it's an episode two onwards. That's sick.
Hoping for some theremin or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Real wavy.
Yeah, it was pretty. It had a good spook theme. Mm. And if you listen to Toon Jam often, you'll know we love the spooky cartoons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We long for them to return, and you also know much about my 30 years theory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fashion is a wheel, my friend. 30 years ago, the 90s, big on spooks.
Yeah, yeah.
30 years before that, the 60s, big on spooks. 30 years before that, the 30s, that's when all the monster films came out, baby. Come on, come on. Tell me I'm wrong.
It can't be unproven.
You can try, but it won't happen. So we're due some good spooky shows, essentially. Mm. They're coming back, I'm sure of it. And this I feel like is we've watched a few recently, but this feels like the first of the 20s.
Mm.
The other started just before. So you've got like Owl House, or like Gravity Force.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a bit spooky.
That's pretty spooky, yeah.
So we've got a few. So it's making a little comeback. I like that straight away it was like, oh, it got a bit of a spooky vibe.
Mm.
I'm not sure I really get along with the art style, though.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to talk about first, really. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's not new.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that every art style needs to be new. It just felt like exactly the same as like Steven Universe or something.
Yeah, it feels like I've witnessed it previously. Mm. It does look like. Sorry, I don't know what. I got a spooky something spooky.
Oh, man.
It does look like I could imagine it like as a graphic novel. Like the art for this one. It looks like a sort of indie comic type thing.
Well, what's interesting is they made the art style more like this.
Mm.
It was previously, I mean, it was still recognisable, but I think it would have been better if they'd just gone with the previous art style.
Right.
So I urge you also look it up, because I think it's just more original.
Mm.
So I think that's a shame. It's like they kind of catered more. They were like, no, we want to go more towards an existing audience of something else.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the thing is, the thing with the, you know, the sort of the simplification of this stuff is just easier to animate, isn't it? When the characters and stuff look like this, it's just maybe save some bucks on making it look this way.
And it did animate. I would say it looked a bit, the actual animation wasn't amazing. Like, it wasn't bad, but you know, it looked a bit like it was done on Flash or something.
Mm.
Like, a bit cheap.
Yeah, there were certain scenes. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Like, it was to sort of make it look a bit janky and whatever.
Yeah, it just felt like they could have done more with, you know, colours and textures.
Mm. I did like the colours, though. There was a lot of scenes where they used, like, some pretty cool palettes and stuff. Like, especially, like, the opening, where you saw the houses and stuff in the suburbia. Mm. Like, it was very colourful. And there's a lot of, like, purples and stuff, isn't there? It's very,
very
purpley pink, kind of, like, it's a cool palette a lot of the time. If I had to choose to watch something, like, and, you know, this was in the lineup, it probably wouldn't be something that I'd pick against other animations, like, other art styles and animation styles, like.
Because the trouble is as well, because, I mean, in the same way, if you say you were really big on Steven Universe, you were looking for something new, you might then pick this.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then you're more likely to veer away from it.
Yeah, yeah. But, whereas, you know, maybe it's going for that crowd.
Yeah. But I always think, at least if it has its own, it's fresh.
Yeah.
You can go straight in and you don't know what to expect.
That's it.
I don't know.
I suppose the style, it did kind of fit the way that the characters and the humour worked, to be honest. Like,
yeah, I mean, once it got rolling, you forget it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's just that initial first sort of couple of minutes. Like, I felt like, I always try to go in, you know, open mind, but I felt myself almost like, before it began, I was a bit like, I'm not really... I don't think I'm going to like this.
Mm.
But then within a few minutes, I was like, actually, you know, I'm hooked.
Right.
It had a good spooky intro, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was this is not what I expected at all.
No, that was a cool opening, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Just someone wandering into that, like, Hall of Mirrors, like, ooh, spooky house. Ooh. Yeah, that was pretty cool. How did you get on with the main characters overall, do you think? Like,
yeah, I didn't really have a problem. You know, they obviously establish very early on that he's trans male.
Mm.
And you do, you obviously you notice it because he's not getting on with his mum because of it. It seems to me like so there's two main characters, isn't it? I can't remember their names. Hold on, let me get them up. Let me do them justice.
Hey.
So we've got Barney.
Yeah.
Who is the mate, and then we've got Norma.
Right.
So she's a Pakistani American character.
Right.
But she seemed like she's autistic.
Yeah, I'm sure she's neurodivergent in some manner, isn't she?
Like, yeah, so I'm sure that'll come up at some point because it seems like they want to address these issues in this show. But yeah, so straight away you kind of got these people that, you know, for me, you've got to find new ways to relate, I suppose, because they're not directed at you.
Yeah.
But it's not that's anything new, you know. You quickly learn if you actually give everything a chance that, you know, you can relate to anyone. That's the whole point. You know, you can relate, if you can relate to a villain in anything,
yeah,
surely you can relate to a trans boy.
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You're like, do you know what, there's something about watching serial killers. I watched The Joker and you know what, I felt for him. A trans boy comes on screen and you're like, no,
just I just can't wrap my head around it.
No,
I just can't.
Why would it? Joker, I get, but no.
Heisenberg, I fully understand. But
so yeah, you know, easy to. But yeah, so you've got these two characters. So it's obviously it is an LGBTQ kind of show. Mm. You get that very early on, but they were like fun characters, and you know you've met people like them before. She's obsessed with like Disneyland, essentially. Their own version of Disneyland.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah.
Yeah, so you also get that kind of side of it, and which is interesting because, you know, there is a funny, like, there is a massive sort of cult following with Disneyland, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a real kind of, almost a dark side.
Yeah.
And it's just like fascinating. The obsession of it and stuff, yeah. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I watched I did see a doc once about a lady who goes like every week or something like that. Like, and she buys like, you know, a different plush toy every time, and so she's got like warehouses full of these plush toys and stuff. Kind of crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing with them at that point?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she'll be able to open up her own gallery at one point.
No, so. She should just like store them in a shop.
Yeah.
And then she can just keep stocking it.
That's it.
Everyone's aware. But yeah, that's classic collectors, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
So you've got all that side of it. And I do find the obsession with Disneyland really interesting.
Mm.
Because they tend to come out with, like, you know, when you actually look at stuff, you're like, I can see the fascination. There's all sorts of weird facts and strange things going on.
There's a lot of history to it and stuff.
And I can see where it comes from. And then obviously there's the pug as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got a dog, then you can associate with that.
That's it.
Straight away, I was, you know, when his dog got possessed, gutted.
Dog owners, just tears everywhere.
Yeah, that poor guy. So, yeah, so straight in there. But, yeah, I mean, what about you? Did you get on with the characters?
Yeah. I thought it was a good mix, like having them sort of like, they sort of like seem to have kind of a conflicting way of dealing with things initially, didn't they? Like when they and having them sort of go head to head to sort of like for the job interview or whatever was quite cool way of getting them to sort of like clash. I mean, like as it went on, I mean, we say there's lots of like LGBT stuff. Like there's basically a conversation at the start. And then Barney just kind of got on with the episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't. Like, I think there's more in there.
Yeah, I think there is as the show goes on. But for this one, it was like, oh, okay, cool. You could miss it if you weren't paying attention. Like,
yeah, and it did it in a way that kind of, you know, like with anything, like you don't want it hammered all in when it's you're trying to watch a show.
Yeah.
You don't want subplots just being hammered in instantly.
I thought it was quite well done, really. Just like, here's something, we'll come back to it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Whilst also being a contained episode as well.
Yeah, yeah. And the flow of the episode as well was like not as I was expecting. I thought this was going to kind of set up the plot for the, you know, the series, and they've got to battle the pug or whatever. But then like, oh, okay. Like maybe it's a bit more, you know, old school cartoon style, different spook every episode.
It felt as well, because it was like, it felt like it had elements of both.
Hmm.
And I guess that's an interesting point where, you know, they're talking about that teen animation genre that they want to open up. But it, for, like, I suppose that is the midpoint. So you've got a contained episode that's pretty silly.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, all these threads running through.
Mm.
And that makes it far more, you know, enjoyable anyway, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because then, you know, you don't have to sit and watch loads of episodes, you're not being like necessarily, oh man, but it's actually hooking you in another way.
Yeah.
Because you're getting more. And as well, I felt like it didn't feel as long as it was.
No.
And I mean, it says on Wikipedia, 26 to 31 minutes per episode.
Right.
But it felt like, you know, it could have been 15.
Yeah. Yeah. It did feel like a shorter episode. So that's always good, really. Like,
yeah. And what about the spooky aspects? I mean, we've talked about them, but...
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd always enjoy more spook if possible, but it was cool to have, like, you know, you've got, like, when they sort of had that moment where the little cast of characters kind of came out and they were all just little weird demon things, that was quite fun. I was like, oh, what's this guy? This guy's like a weird demon hot dog thing. And then it's like a big guy in a cloak thing. Yeah, that's cool. Like, I like, you know, it'd be cool to see more of those.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like that it's, you know, it all revolves around like a kind of spooky house where all mysteries and stuff have gone on.
Yeah.
Thought that was quite, it's intriguing. So.
And it's like you say before, like with the, you know, the dark side of Disneyland.
Mm.
Like they definitely picked a really good sort of premise because, you know, you can play on that so much.
Yeah.
With this and add bits and bobs. But I liked that it was like equal parts silly spooky, equal parts are actually a little bit spooky at times. Like that opening where the sort of personator of the actress that owns the park
went into
the haunted house. It was like, it wasn't scary. You're not going to be like, ooh! But it was a bit creepy, wasn't it? It was like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, ooh.
What's going on here?
A bit creepy, yeah.
And I don't feel like that was really addressed later.
No, I'm guessing that's, like, going to continue.
Yeah, you know? Like in a way that you're like, oh, that's got to come back.
Mm, yeah, which is quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, was there... What didn't you like about it?
Again, the only thing that really kind of... got me was it was all initial and it was like it was that art style that I didn't really, I was a bit like, but then by the end of it, you know, it didn't bother me at all. So it's definitely more of a pre-prejudice.
Right.
You know, really, it was just a bit silly. So yeah, you know, other than that, I you know, I didn't really have anything that really bothered me at all. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the look was fine. Like, I was fine with that, especially once it got into it. It sort of, I feel like it fit those guys a bit more. But I think, you know, some of the humour was like, maybe like, oh, that's, you know, just kind of went over my head already in the fact that, like, well, or under my head. I don't know what the thing is. It's like, well, but yeah, like, it felt like it was for a younger audience. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could, there were definitely parts where it's like, this isn't for me, which is fine because it's not made for me, so whatever. Like, but there were just some bits, like in the I guess the pacing and stuff, as well as like the way that the events occurred and some of the gags and stuff, was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is kids will love this, or teens will love it, you know. Teens is such a weird one as well, because it's like, you know, going from 12 to 13 and then going from 19 to 20, and it's just like, it's such a weird bracket, isn't it? Like, are they young kids? Are they about to enter adulthood? Like, what?
Yes, I mean, it is the era as well where we kind of talk about it, where you kind of don't watch as many cartoons.
Yeah.
You might watch a few, but you know, we always, the lost years sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there is obviously a gap, isn't there, where, you know, I said before, you know, there are shows, but, you know, at least in our past, there was a gap.
Yeah.
And I think as well, you start to watch shows where it has like an ongoing story and you can actually watch them every week.
Yes.
When we talk about it all the time, but when we were younger, it just wasn't easy to do that on Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or whatever you watched.
Mm.
So you kind of, because I'm thinking now, what did I watch when I was a teenager? There was a few on Disney Channel, but Disney Channel tended to be a bit more, you know, well blocked out.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's just why.
I think the main stuff I watched as a teen were, you know, shows that I'd bought. So like if I'd bought DVDs, so that's how I'd watch them.
Yeah.
Because it was just too sporadic on trying to catch it on the TV.
Yeah,
it just didn't work. So
it was a nightmare, really. And then they'd like move channels and stuff.
Yeah, oh, that was one annoying. Yeah.
You just like, what the hell? I remember Star Wars Clone Wars when they started. They were playing that on Cartoon Network. And then they started playing it on Sky Movies.
What?
It's just, you know, you're like, I'm not even going to look there for it.
Never, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's a strange, strange stuff. But, yeah, I mean, we've digressed there. Mm. In my day.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, we've talked a bit about it now, I think. So, shall we move on? Shall we give our final review?
Yes.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I tell you what, mate, right? I saw the Joker the other day.
Oh.
And it's like, thing is, right, I know he's a bad guy and all that, but you can't help but think to yourself, like, he's all right, isn't he, actually?
Well, it's the thing, it's a clever movie, isn't it? And it's like, actually, it makes you think a lot, because on the one hand, don't get me wrong, he murders people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, and there is a but, like.
Yeah.
He murders them, but you kind of agree with him. And
yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they deserve to be murdered.
Right?
And
see.
And at that bit at the end, and you're like, you feel a bit sorry for him.
Yeah.
And then he murders him. And you know what, as well? It helps because he's actually really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, it's like laughter is like, you know, it's like a healing thing, innit, or something.
Yeah,
you know,
so what I when you, like, yeah, it starts off, you're like, yeah, Joker's the villain, and Batman is the good guy, right? But Batman's dad as well.
Yeah.
He's pretty mean.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pretty mean to him. And yeah, so, you know, if someone was mean to me or you, who's to say we might not turn it into that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think, you know, we sometimes could be like the villains in that. You know what I mean?
You're like 2 seconds away from being the villain, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like that fella, you know, Thanos.
Oh,
you know, from
mate.
From the
Avengers.
From the Marvels. From the Marvels. Yeah. And he's like a bad guy, right? Because he's like, he's massive and that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? Don't like all of yous lot. So,
and the thing
like,
is,
clicks.
It kills like a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's like half of everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone. Well, it's not just that, but he actually is like, you know, all those people at the start, like Thor's mates.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Loki, he kills him, like with
just
his hands, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Kills him off. And, you know, Loki's another one of them, really. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you feel a bit sorry for Loki, but then you're like,
because you see, he does that, right? But then, like, in the next one, you see him in that, like, hut and that, and he's just, like, making dinner.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's like me,
he's
really.
Like me.
Because I like make dinner sometimes.
And he's like having a drink, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just like having a beer, you know, just chilling out. And it's like, you know what, mate? He's not that bad, actually. You're like, I think, you know, they give the villains a bit of a bad name and that, really, when you think about
and
it.
And sometimes, like, you know, I'll go down to the pub or around town or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's so busy that you think, yeah, maybe if there was half the people here, it'd be easier for me.
It would be, yeah.
The world would be better.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you ever seen that, the Saws? You know, the Saws?
Oh, the horror ones.
The horror ones, right. Killer on that, yeah. He's like, obviously he's like mental or whatever because he's like locking people up and like putting like a bear trap on your head and all this like. But it's like, thing is, if you watch it, he's like trying to help you. He's like trying to help him out of like situations.
And
he's like
making
you value your life and all
that.
You've
got to look
at
it from the other side. You've got to be open minded. Like me, I'm open minded. So I look at it from the other side and be like, do you know what? What he's doing is mean. I'll blame that. But
it is,
But he's actually, in his own way, a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not all that bad, you know. You've got to just think of it from a different perspective, haven't you?
And sometimes some people, you know, they're not open-minded and they won't listen.
No.
So maybe it takes a bear trap on the head.
That's it. And that's what I'm saying, Like, just some people just, they ain't got it. Then don't you think like that?
Yeah.
Because it's like that new show I watch, right? It's like this, like, it's called Dead End Paranormal Park, right? And it's the main character is, like, trans, right?
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. So, thumbs up, spooky times.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good when things are getting spooky. Thumbs down, not being open-minded.
What are you doing?
In whatever respect, whether it's, you know, people or just animation styles.
Yeah.
We've all done it, but let's be better. And shaky middle, you know, the actual dark history of Disneyland. Is it even true? You just don't know. So to put it more practically, thumbs up good, thumbs down bad. Shaky middle is pretty much exactly that. So Dead End Paranormal Park Episode 1, your thoughts?
Yes. I think this show, it does a lot of things right, I think. You know, like we've got this, I like the format of it. You know, we've got this continued like little story beats and stuff that they're going to go throughout the show, as well as I was quite pleasantly surprised when it was like, oh, we've kind of concluded this in an episode and there's going to be more spooky stuff to come back to. So I thought that was cool. We've got a nice spooky theme, some cool like side characters, and hopefully you see a bit more of these like weird little creatures and stuff that they're about. I liked the kind of conflicts and you know, the sort of seeing things from the kid's perspective of, you know, they're just trying to get a job and stuff, and then, or, you know, having to deal with all this madness. I do like shows that do that, where it's just like a kid in a fish out of water kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And this time they're in spooky water, so It makes it better. Yeah, I thought it was fun. I think you get used to kind of the look of it and stuff as you go through. I did like I say, I did like some of the colours and stuff that they used on the show. There wasn't really anything that, other than I said, like, you know, a few of the jokes and stuff, and just kind of the tone was obviously for younger folks, but it's like, well, that's just who it's aimed at. And I still enjoyed the episode that I watched. So I would be interested to see, you know, what does happen, how spooky does it get, and, you know, what goes on really within the spooky haunted house. So for me, I think it's going to be a thumbs up.
Oh boy. Thumbs up. There we go. Yes. I agree with most of what you said. The jokes and stuff, to be honest, I didn't really even notice. After you said it, I was like, yeah, there were a few gags actually that probably, you know, weren't up my street. But I don't know if that's just a product of getting older and watching cartoons all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I feel like now it's pretty much standard. So you're just waiting for the ones that do make you laugh. I did chuckle a couple of times still. But I know what you mean. There were a few bits where it was like, oh, yeah, that's not even a good joke. But, you know, probably would have found it funny back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's more demons that we have to deal with. show. but yeah, you know, I did get past the art style once I started watching it, and I liked the content. I liked what it was about. I liked the idea of getting to know this theme park as well. You know, it was like a really strange park, and you know, the sort of the Walt Disney of the park was it another trans character?
I think so. Yeah. I think maybe, I'm sure they're a drag queen, aren't they? Initial.
So there's all sorts of stuff cracking off just in the park. So, and then you've got what's going on with the characters as well. Whilst also it's all subplot. So you could easily just watch it and at least the first episode and dismiss it entirely. So yeah, there was enough intrigue there for me to be like, oh yeah, do you know what? I'd watch some more of this. So I'm going to be a thumbs up too.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Two thumbs fresh. Add into that 100%.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes rating. I do think it's quite underrated on audience scores outside of the Rotten Tomatoes tomatometer.
Yeah.
It does seem, don't go by that rating because it's better than that.
Yeah, it's weird. Again, yeah, maybe it will grab more people as time goes on, hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, Netflix doesn't just can it.
Yeah, yeah, that would be nice.
Let's expect it anyway, just to avoid disappointment.
Yeah, prepare thyself.
Prepare thyself. Okay, thank you very much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to get in touch with us, recommend a new show or something, even if it's an old show that you like, let us know, and you can do so on the three bigots of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. We're always happy to talk to you on there. We also have a Patreon page with bonus episodes, so you can support us on there. And we have a YouTube page with all our old episodes on, so you can grab them all over there as well. And that's you'll find us at Toon Jam Pod on there as well. We have a merchandise store, which is bit.ly/ToonJamShop, where you can get all sorts of Toon Jam themed goodies. And other than that, I guess all that's left to say is thank you again for listening. And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod.
Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.